Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the end of another week, and as promised, I told you guys yesterday, had some news to be able to share with you guys. So many great things are going on. We're preparing for the paperback edition of my book, Minding Your Business, coming out next week as we're kicking off Small Business Week. Also, keep in mind that May is Small Business Month, and I have some great things coming up for you guys that month as well, including highlighting some small businesses across my home state of Mississippi. For today, though, we, of course, give you news headlines coming up. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have music one last time from my artist of the week, Pitbull and Dolly Parton. In today's News You Can Use, this week I spoke with Michelle Strong of Verizon Business about what they're doing during Small Business Days to help small businesses become educated and also equip them with tools. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines in Mississippi News. Mississippi among worst states to work from home, says WJTV Channel 12. As working remotely becomes more commonplace in the United States, it is notably difficult to do so in Mississippi, says WJTV. According to a report from WalletHub, Mississippi is the seventh hardest state to work remotely nationwide. Mississippi has the lowest share of its population working from home, yet has the highest share of potential telecommuters in the U.S. Still, the state has the lowest amount of households with internet access in the country. WalletHub used the following factors in its analysis. Share of workers working from home, share of potential telecommuters, which measures those in occupations suitable for telecommuting, such as executive, administrative, managerial roles, professional specialties, technicians, and others, household internet access, which measures the share of households with a broadband subscription and access to broadband speeds greater than 25. According to BroadbandNow.com research analysis, 23% of Mississippi households lack internet access. Of those with internet connection, 77% use some type of broadband, 21% only use cellular data, and 10% use satellite internet. In Mississippi, 76% had access to 100 MPPs, ranking last among all states. In national news, Supreme Court seems skeptical of Trump's claim of absolute immunity, but decision's timing is unclear, says the Associated Press. The Supreme Court on Thursday appeared likely to reject former President Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution over election interference, but several justices signaled reservations about the charges that could cause a lengthy delay, possibly beyond November's election. A majority of the justices did not appear to embrace the claim of absolute immunity that would stop Special Counsel Jack Smith's prosecution of Trump on charges he conspired to overturn his 2020 election loss to Joe Biden. But in arguments lasting more than 2.5 hours in the court's first consideration of criminal charges against a former president, several conservative justices indicated they could limit when former presidents might be prosecuted, suggesting that the case might have to be sent back to lower courts before any trial could begin. Justice Samuel Alito said that whatever we decide is going to apply to all future presidents. The timing of the Supreme Court's decision could be as important as the outcome. Trump, the presumptive 2024 Republican presidential nominee, has been pushing to delay the trial until after the election, and the later the justices issue their decision, the more likely he is to succeed. If Trump regains the presidency, he could order the Justice Department to dismiss the case, or possibly, as two justices suggested, pardon himself if convicted. In more national news, USC canceled graduation ceremony as college officials worry about pro-Palestinian protest disruptions. The University of Southern California canceled its main stage graduation ceremony Thursday as college officials across the U.S. worried that ongoing campus protests against the Israel-Hamas war could disrupt May commencement ceremonies. Some universities called in police to break up the demonstrations, resulting in ugly scuffles and dozens of arrests, while others appeared content to wait out student protests as the final days of the semester ticked down. USC announced the cancellation of the May 10th ceremony a day after more than 90 protesters were arrested on campus. The university says it will still host dozens of commencement events, including all the traditional individual school commencement ceremonies where students cross a stage and receive their diplomas. In more national news, 7 years after Weinstein, commission finds cultural shift in Hollywood but less accountability. A new survey of the entertainment industry finds that the culture of Hollywood has shifted in the years since the downfall of Harvey Weinstein and the launch of the Me Too movement, but many still don't trust that sexual harassers will be held accountable. The Hollywood Commission, chaired by Anita Hill, was founded in 2017 to help stop workplace harassment and discrimination in the entertainment industry. On Thursday, it released its second survey, pulled from interviews with more than 5,200 anonymous industry workers of how behavior and attitudes are changing in Hollywood. And finally, in business news, Wall Street falls on double dose of disappointing economic data as Meta sinks. Worries about a potentially toxic cocktail combining stubbornly high inflation with a flagging economy dragged U.S. stocks lower on Thursday, a sharp drop for Facebook's parent company, one of Wall Street's most influential stocks, also hurt the market. The S&P 500 fell 0.5% and sliced some of the gain off of what had been a big winning week. It looked to be heading for a much worse loss in the morning when it tumbled as much as 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 375 points, or 1%, after earlier falling 700 points. The Nasdaq Composite sank 0.6%. Meta Platforms, the company behind Facebook and Instagram, dropped 10.6%, even though it reported better profit for the latest quarter than analysts expected. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Though the world might be full of darkness, if you let your light shine and inspire others to do the same, you can turn what seems like a bad situation around. Now let's get to it. Have an amazing Friday and enjoy your weekend. Pitbull and Dolly Parton have been our Artist of the Week this week. Here's a single, Powerful Women, right here on Conscious and Daily News.
It's Mr. Worldwide with the one and only Dolly Parton.
Well, hey.
And this is dedicated to all my powerful women. Working 9 to 5, 2-3 jobs just to survive. All my powerful women. No man at home, raising all the kids alone. All my powerful women. Y'all deserve a throne. Keep your head up and stay strong. I'm a powerful woman. No matter what, never give up. I remember working hard with my mom. You name it, she did it. You name it, she sold it. You name it, she cleaned it. You name it, she owed it. She had to provide. We had to survive. So you name it, she stole it. Our whole life was layaway. Pay, 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 but the bills never went away. Put your hands to the sky. This goes out to the women working hard 9 to 5.
Working 24/7, 365, working 5 to 9 and 9 to 5. They let your dreams just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. You got dreams you never take away.
Never take away.
You're all in the same boat with the love of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in. Time's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working
9 to 5. My pleasure. Dolly.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Michelle Strong of Verizon Business in today's news you can use. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your news you can use. Michelle Strong of Verizon Business, join me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about tips for small businesses during Small Business Days that you can use. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Michelle, thank you again for spending some time with us. Appreciate the time.
Well, thanks, Cyrus. It's great to be here.
Well, as I mentioned, with Small Business Week coming up, it's such an important time, but why is it important to recognize, Michelle, the contributions of small businesses?
Well, it's really about respecting the important role small businesses play in our overall economy. So small businesses make up the majority of U.S. businesses, and they serve a crucial role in the overall health of our economy. They're literally the backbone of America, and it's one of the reasons Verizon Business is holding this Small Business Day.
Love that. So please tell us more then about the tools that business owners can take advantage of, Michelle, during the Small Business Days.
Well, we here at Verizon Business are committed to assisting these small businesses, and one of the ways we really can help entrepreneurs just like you deal with their daily technology challenges is through SMB Days, which is going on right now, April 22nd through the 28th. So SMB Days provides small businesses with promos. We've got a free tech check where a Verizon Business expert in-store can evaluate how business owners are operating in critical areas of their business. So through this tech check, they're going to receive expert advice on connectivity and security, as well as any kind of personalized technology recommendations tailored to their specific needs.
Speaking of those needs, one of the things that you all have been able to do is be able to share the findings of this survey. As I mentioned, the second annual Latino Small Business Survey. What were some of the trends that you discovered, Michelle, that you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, I'd love to share how much optimism. There's just this growing optimism among Latino-owned small businesses compared to the general small businesses. We've got 78% of Latino small business owners believe their business is better off today compared to a year ago at this time.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with us on Monday with more news. Message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today, so let's go make today amazing. Take care.